Hey, it's Keith. We just launched the Story Mastering Package. It includes the brand new mini story guidebook for network marketing, ebook and audiobook format, as well as the original How to Prospect, Sell, and Build Your Network Marketing Business with Stories ebook and audio format. Plus, if you order before April 30th, we'll throw in the free workshop, Stories to Help Your Prospects Believe. This entire package is a $51.79 value. If you order before April 30th, we'll give it to you for $19.95. I'll put a link on the bottom of the episode notes.
You've entered the Networker Zone, the ultimate podcast for networkers in direct sales, network marketing, MLM, or any sales side hustle. You'll learn the skills for the how-to and the mindset to make it work from the author of over 20 best-selling books and over 25 years in the business. Here's your host, Keith Schreider.
All right, today in the zone, we are talking about two quick tips to bond with your prospect. Now, full disclosure, there's a lot of different books and audiobooks that we already have that talks about this information. I'll put some links in the show description, but I want to make sure to give the podcast listeners some bonus information that you can use right away. So let's get right into it. Number one, you probably already know this, you probably heard this, and you probably practice this already, but we want to make sure that we are, number one, turning off the salesman alarm. Quick story. The first time I went to Las Vegas was over 20 years ago. Now, this was before the smartphones. So if you've ever been to Las Vegas, and this was really happening over 20 years ago, is they had a lot of different video advertisements. Once you get off the plane, there is, I believe it's a 2 or 3 story escalator to get down to baggage claim. And as you're going down baggage claim, it's prime real estate for advertisements. If you've ever been to Las Vegas, it's full of advertisements. That's all it is please, we want your money. But you see that the first advertisement, or actually the first advertisement that I saw was for the number one best rated show in Las Vegas. And I was like, oh my goodness, what are the odds that I saw the number one best show in Las Vegas advertisement? And then it flips the advertisement and it says, voted number one buffet in Las Vegas. Oh my goodness, I got my two biggest things that I'm looking for done before I even get off this escalator. And then in next thing says, well, this was also voted number one best show, and this was also number one buffet, and everything was voted number one. How can there be 30 different shows and buffets and gift shops and tourist attractions that were all voted number one? Well, nobody gets excited that says, ooh, we're the 22nd best buffet in Las Vegas. We're the 35th best show in Las Vegas. Nobody bonds with that. So within the first 5 minutes, I was already sick of the marketing of Las Vegas. Now, it's a great city. It's amazing fun. Depends on what you want to do. But the marketing was just, it was overwhelming. And I already thought by the time I got into the taxi to go to the hotel is I've heard it all before. I didn't want to see another advertisement. I've heard it all before. I'll make my own decisions. I'll buy the magazines and pick up the pamphlets at the hotel and figure out what I'd like to do, but I don't want to see another advertisement. Okay, great, but we're not in the business, unless you still travel. We're not really in the business of selling Las Vegas tours and buffets and tourist attractions, things like that. But what are we in the market for? We want to make sure that we're not using those sales alarms. We're not triggering those sales alarms. So we have to check ourselves to make sure we're not saying things like, this has never been done before, or this is going to be the next biggest thing, or this is ground floor, or the timing is right, you need to join now. If we're talking about our opportunity, or if we're talking about our product, are we calling it the best product? Well, of course it's the best product. Nobody wants to be the 25th best product. And we've all been excited, and we've all made these mistakes before. I'm not going to say that I've never made these mistakes. We just want to make sure that we're not continually to make these mistakes, especially as we're becoming seasoned networkers, especially as we're learning more, whether it's on books, Zooms, masterclasses, podcasts. We want to make sure that we're using stuff that says, ooh, this is real information, not just your standard sales hype. So great. What can we say? So I'll put a link to the previous episode. I believe it was episode 33 with Jerry Scribner. Probably one of the best episodes I've done as far as value for your time. But here's one thing that he mentions. He represents a lot of different services. So if there's one service that he doesn't save somebody money or they don't see an additional value for their money, he promotes another service. He doesn't continue to say, oh, you should spend more with me. He goes, oh, well, if I can't save you money on your cell phone, let me see if I can save you money on their electricity or, you know, some of the other services that he has. And you can use these same techniques with products. But why does he do this? Well, he does it because he doesn't want to argue with a prospect. He doesn't want to argue with a prospect on which is best or, oh, you're wrong, I am right. Nobody wants to be wrong. I've never seen a prospect go, ooh, please prove me wrong. That's really going to make me happy. It doesn't really happen. Yes, you can prove them wrong, but they're probably not going to be happy. So what you do? You promote another product, you promote another service. So most of the time, you do have a core product or you do have a core service, which is the backbone of your company. But even if it's the greatest vitamin pack in the world or the greatest hair product in the world or the greatest skincare product in the world, if they don't want to change, chances are they're not going to change. So what can you do? Well, you promote another product instead of trying to argue. It's so much easier to solve their problem than it is to argue. As much as we want them on our core products, sometimes it just doesn't happen. So let's take nutritionals. You got a world's greatest vitamin pack or single vitamin, whatever the case may be. They say, well, you know, I'm really happy with the product that I have right now. Great. Oh, by the way, do you ever get tired in the afternoon? So you promote your energy product, or you promote your stress product, you promote a different product, and you move on. Because once they use one or two of your other products, they're going to ask, what else do you have? It's so much easier to get a yes when you're not arguing. And of course, sometimes you're in a single product, or let's take a single service company. Maybe talk about the upgrade. Does your cell phone service have like a hotspot? Maybe promote the hotspot. Or if you're a single product, is there something unique about the product? And no, not the technology, but what does it do for the prospect? So a lot of times you can talk about the value added. You can talk about the upgrades. I know some companies, they give you something to entice you to change for their service. Or a lot of times if you promote that value added, it's so much easier than it is to talking to someone into saying, ooh, this is the best product out there, or this is the best company out there. It's just so much easier. And obviously for opportunity, we're not in the business to getting people to switch their companies. No, if I know there's somebody in another company, well, we talk product, we talk services. I promote and I actually help a lot of different companies. There's a lot of different products and services in my house that are not affiliated with me. And don't worry, if this is an overbearing technique, I'll put a link to the icebreaker episode, which is episode number 2, so you can listen to that information to get a little bit more oomph to your product, service, or opportunity. Okay, let's get to quick tip number 2, which is to get them to say yes right away. I got this technique from a friend in retail. Now, if you've ever been to any store, especially here in the U.S., you walk into the store and the salesman comes up to you and they say, can I help you? And our automatic response, without ever thinking, even though we're there to purchase, we say, no, I'm just looking. Now, that's 9 times out of 10. We say, no, I'm just looking. Is that true? No, absolutely not true. But that's just what we're conditioned to say. So what he says to get a yes right away is he doesn't say, may I help you? Because 9 times out of 10, it's going to be no, or it's going to be a blow-off answer like, no, I'm just looking. He asks, are you just looking? So instead of getting a no or a blow-off answer, 9 times out of 10, the customer says, yes, yes, I'm just looking. So once again, his question is, are you just looking? And they say, yes, I'm just looking. Awesome. He has a yes answer. Now, do people like saying yes or do people like saying no? Well, they say yes, then they're on your side. So once again, he says, are you just looking? The potential customer says, yes, I'm just looking. He goes, great. Let me show you something brand new that we just got in. Pretty simple formula. So once again, most people in retail get a no because they're asking a question like, may I help you? No, I'm just looking. And he asks, are you just looking? They say, yes, great. Let me show you something brand new that just came in today. Oh, great. Let me show you the sales rack to save you some money. Oh, great. Let me show you something that looks like your style, which is great if you work at retail. But for us, what can we do to get a yes right away? Now, 20 years ago, we were taught to ask people if you're at their house for a glass of water. So they said yes. And I mean, that's a cool technique, but it's kind of sleazy. So this technique can be used whether you're talking about product, service, or opportunity. You can use it after they say yes to your icebreaker, your one-minute presentation, your two-minute story. They want to know more information. You want to set them at ease, but more importantly, we want to get a yes from them. So let me give you some options, but more importantly, the formula so you can customize it to your use. You could say, well, you're not looking to be talked into anything, right? Now, they may say no, they may say yes, but really what they're saying is, yes, I'm not looking to be talked into anything. Or you could say, you're not looking to get a sleazy or canned presentation and only get buyer's remorse, right? Oh, no, I'm not looking. Or yes, definitely, I'm on your side. Either way, it's a yes decision. And you could use better words. You could say, oh, I'm just curious. You're not looking to be talked to anything, right? Or I'm just curious. You're not looking to get a canned presentation and get buyer's remorse, right? Or before I start, I'm just curious. You're not looking to get a canned sales presentation that's going to bore you to death, right? Okay, great. A yes, a no. It's a yes decision. And they say, ooh, I'm on your side. For products, you can ask rhetorical questions. I'm just curious. You're looking for more energy or less stress or both? Or for services, I'm just curious, you're looking to save a little money or a lot of money? And of course, we could amp up what we say to use better words. I'm just curious, looking to look 5 years younger? I'm just curious, you're looking to get rid of all your stress? I'm just curious, are you looking to retire early? I'm just curious, are you looking to insert the benefit? And you already know the benefit. It's all about just, here's the formula. Let's use this to get a yes, or at least a mental yes, right away in the prospect's mind. There are so many sentences in the icebreaker episode, the icebreaker book, the nutrition book, the utilities book, and that's great. But we want to make sure that our mindset is right, that we are looking to solve the prospect's problem. And if we solve the prospect's problem, the techniques, the skills will be there when we need them. As always, if you found value in this episode, the most important thing is actually to use the information. Number two is actually to share it or to teach it to somebody. And if you'd like to become the first to find out about upcoming weekly episodes, simply hit the plus, subscribe, follow button, depends on your podcast platform. Or more importantly, looking forward to sharing another episode next week.
Thanks for visiting the Networker Zone. To get awesome networking tips delivered directly to your inbox, or for more information about books, audiobooks, online training, including Zooms and masterclasses, make sure and visit BigAlBooks.com.